Now, joining us to discuss why the Health Organization has updated their face mask recommendations and what this means for health authorities across the world is Professor Mary Louise McLaws, an infection control expert, University of New South Wales, and an advisor to the World Health Organization for COVID-19. Good morning, Mary Louise.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, before we talk about what the new recommendation is, can we chat about what the change was? What was the previous health advice regarding the use of face masks?
Most of the change had to do with our advice to healthcare workers about wearing a mask within the wards and within the context of an epidemic, whether or not it was a high-level epidemic or not. And so we've adjusted our advice to healthcare workers, but at the same time, adjusted given as the evidence comes to light, because WHO doesn't like to put out guidelines that are not based in evidence. And it's very hard to find good evidence about using a face mask that is not medical grade in the public. So they had been not wanting to put out advice until more evidence occurred. But some has come to light, and we're also using what we're observing in countries in Asia where they are wearing many different versions of a non-medical mask.
And what is the change in the recommendations for the use of face masks? What is this new change?
So I'll talk about just the new change for the community, because I think your listeners will just want to hear about that.
Thank you.
And what we are advising is that in countries and areas of high outbreak that has a limited capacity to contain that outbreak, and where physical distancing of at least a meter is not achievable, then the public should wear a mask. But that also includes, for example, in Australia, where we're getting to a low level of community outbreaks. But when we're in still in a low level, but it's still existing, this would apply to public transport, to airports, to aeroplanes, and workplaces where work the physical dimensions and the physical built environment can't change in that workplace, such as on the floor in factories, abattoirs, etc. And so we're advising that a non-medical grade mask is used. Now, the difference is that a medical grade mask provides the healthcare worker with 98% or more filtration protection from small particles expelled into the air that they can breathe in. And in Australia, we're still needing the supply of medical grade masks for healthcare workers first and foremost. And that is the same around a lot of the world, such as the UK and the US as well, and Europe. And so we look towards cloth masks, and that there are very many different qualities of cloth mask. They need to be at least three layers, have an outer layer that is non-absorbent, a material such as a polyester or polyester blend, an inner layer that acts like a filtration that's made out of something like polypropylene, and a layer that against your face, that third layer of cotton that is comfortable. So not just a very thin material mask.
Right, and that the cotton mask or cloth mask, that would be defined as a non-medical mask?
Correct.
Okay. So the new recommendation is obviously we want the medical masks first and foremost to go to the health workers, but the new recommendation that is, if you are in an area where you can't practice that physical distancing, then you could wear a non-medical mask. Is that right?
That's correct. And then the other group, of course, are the those that are over 60 and those that have an underlying medical condition, because those two groups are overrepresented in a severe COVID cases and death associated with COVID. So they're recommended to wear actually a medical grade mask.
And this new advice that has just come out, has that also going to be echoed by the New South Wales Health or the federal government?
That's a good question because WHO has suggested that it can be used by local health authorities to advise the community. This has been out since the 5th of June, and I believe that our chief medical officer is supportive of mask use where physical distancing can't be achieved. They haven't made a public announcement, but it's still early days because they haven't finished going through lifting the restrictions yet.
Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for, but thank you so much for joining us and telling us about the new recommendations.
It's a pleasure.